The Christmas day. The van pulls into the parking lot at a Quality Inn. The Lexus pulls in behind the van and everybody gets out. Phil takes one look at the motel and shakes his head. What's the problem, Phil? I hate this place. I stayed here 2 years ago and I was miserable. It's like a minimum security prison. I'm not staying here. Whatever I can do within reason. Would you like to have dinner with Larry and me? Okay, I get it. You're a little intimidated by me. You're all excited about the shoot tomorrow, and you want everything to go just perfect. I understand. You just get some sleep. Tomorrow will be great. Cherry Street Dawn. The first light of morning colours the sky behind the Cherry Street Inn. A rambling white Victorian bed and breakfast. A digital clock radio changes from 5:59 to 6 a.m. The radio comes on, playing the end of the Sonny and Cher hit, I Got You, Babe. DJ and his sidekick come on with hyped up, drive time, chappy talk. Phil stares at the radio and listens to them. Okay, campers, rise and shine, and don't forget your bodies, booties, because it's cold out there. Morning, think it'll be an early spring. I'm predicting March 21st. Phil enters the old library of the house, now set up with a breakfast buffet. Did you sleep well? Like a Romanian orphan, Miss Lancaster. Would you like some coffee? Forget it, this will be fine. I wonder what the weather is going to be like today. My guess is it'll be cold and overcast. High today in the low 30s, dropping to the low 20s tonight. But I'm predicting that all that moisture coming up from the gulfs is going to miss us and dump some locally heavy snow. Possibly blizzard conditions with travel advisories in the Harrisburg area and maybe as far east as Philadelphia. Will you be checking out today? Unfortunately, yes. Sipping at the steaming coffee, Phil manages to put on his coat and gloves as he descends the front steps of the house and joins the flow of pedestrian traffic on the street. Phil Connors, I thought that was you. Phil looks at him vaguely. Sorry, have we met each other before? I'm Ned Ryerson, the one that's going out with your sister. So what are you doing with yourself, Ned? I sell insurance. Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, I bet you could use more. You know what, Ned? I really love to talk, but I really have to... That's okay, I'll walk with you. When I see an opportunity, I charge it like a bull. Ned the bull. Phil walks away and slips and then out of the scene. A big crowd is standing in a park-like clearing of a residential street. They are gathered around a large mound of dirt, enclosed by a rail fence, waiting for the big moment. Here he comes. Here, Phil. Where have you been? I got hung up with some high school jerk that I went with. Phil takes microphone from Rita and positioning himself. Rita silently counts down from five and cues Phil, who instantly snaps into announce mode. Once a year, the eyes of the nation turn here, to this tiny hamlet in Pennsylvania, to watch a master at work, the master, Punxsutawney Phil, the world's most famous weatherman, the groundhog, who, as legend has it, can predict the coming of an early spring. This is one event where television really fails to capture the excitement of thousands of people gathered to watch a large for one. I, for one, am deeply grateful to have been a part of it. Reporting for Channel 9, this is Phil Connors. Phil is sitting alone having a cup of coffee in a busy, loud, and lively cafe. Rita enters, sees him sitting there, crosses to his table, and sits down across from him. That was really lousy. Is it my fault the little rat went south on us? A real professional would have handled it. You acted like it was a personal insult. Who do you think you are? Wolf Blitzer? Phil, only little reporters with big egos who think they're too good for the job they have to do. You really don't know me very well, do you? Because if you did, you could never say something like that about me. You ready? We better get going if we're going to stay ahead of the weather. Then they left the cafe. Phil sits up in bed, quickly alert, and looks around the room. Something is wrong. That's yesterday's tape. Went out from the bedroom. Phil rushes out into the corridor, hastily tying his tie, his suit jacket and overcoat over his arm. As he heads for the breakfast room, the same chubby man passes. "Morning. Think it'll be an early spring? Did we do this yesterday? I don't understand what you mean." "Don't mess with me, pork chop. What day is it today?" "It's Christmas Day." "I'm sorry, I'm having a bad day." Phil enters the old library of the house and finds everything exactly as it was the day before. Mrs. Lancaster spots Phil as she comes out of the kitchen with a fresh pot of coffee. "Did you sleep well?" "I don't know. Would you like some coffee?" "Yes, I feel really strange." "Have you ever had deja vu, Miss Lancaster?" "Is that the Italian dessert with the brandy and the chocolate mousse?" "No, that's spaghetti." "Never mind. Will you be checking out today?" "I'll tell you after I wake up." Phil gulps down the steaming coffee, still trying to wake up from what he assumes is a dream, and ascends the front steps of the house. He accosts a passerby. "Ma'am, excuse me, where's everybody going?" "It's Groundhog Day." Phil got scared and started to run. Phil Connors, I thought that was you, Ned Ryerson." "Bing, first shot right out the box. So how's it going, old buddy?" "To tell you the truth, Nettie, I'm not feeling really well." "Could you excuse me?" "Where have you been?" "I've got to talk to you. I think I'm losing my mind. I'm trying to say that if I was having a problem, just hypothetically, I like to know that you're someone I could count on in a crisis." "What did you do last night? We better get started or we're going to miss it." "Well, it's Groundhog Day again, and you know what that means. Everybody's here on Gobbler's Knob waiting in the cold for the appearance of the most famous groundhog in the world." "Good work, Phil." Phil sits up in bed, fearing the worst, and looks on the nightstand. Phil hurries toward the bed and breakfast, carrying 2 gallon buckets of paint and a couple of big bags from a hardware store. "Painting something, Phil?" Phil starts to breaking things and people in the hall start to gather. Finally, Phil falls exhausted on the bed. Feathers drift down past the face of the clock, which reads 5:59 a.m. The time changes to 6. "Okay, campers, rise and shine, and don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there today. I guess we can expect 6 more weeks of winter. It's not very scientific, but sure is fun. Hey, wait a second. If he's right, I could be out of a job." For Channel 9 News, this is Phil Connors in Punxsutawney. "That was good. Could I talk to you about a matter that is not work-related?" "Okay." "Went to cafe." "Big time. Rita, I know it's nuts, but I keep reliving the same day over and over. Groundhog Day today. This is the third time. I'm waiting for the punchline. No, really, it's like something never happened. I'm racking my brain, but I can't even begin to imagine why you'd make up something like this." "'Cause I'm not making it up. I'm asking you for help." "Okay, what do you want me to do?" "We better get going if we're going to stay ahead of the weather. Bye, Phil." At hospital, Phil is having his head examined by a doctor. No spots, no tumors, no lesions, no clots, no aneurysms. Everything looks fine. "Are you saying that this thing is not happening to me?" "What do you mean by this thing?" "Never mind. I'm not paying you." Key. "Hey, Gus, what would you do if there's no tomorrow?" "You mean the world is going to end or something?" "No, I mean like if it was never going to end. If every day was the same and you were stuck here and you couldn't get out." "You're right, every day is the same. Come here, I'm going to show something fun." "Have a good time." "I'm having a great time." The time changes from 5:59 to 6. The radio starts playing, "I Got You, Babe." Phil started to get bored, so he tries everything that he's never done before. Suicide. "No, Phil, kill people." And then he realizes that everything that he is doing keeps repeating the same, and one day he started to do the opposite activities that he actually does. Then at 11 p.m., Phil is in the park and waiting if something is going to change. And that's happy. "Wait, this is not over yet." "Hey, don't steal my mind. We're the main characters and we're going to steal your scene." "Why can't it be just a normal day? It seems like we can't talk about this, so let's fight." "Everyone calm down. Sorry, but there's no peace in the world." "Then we shall have a fight." knock Rick it down, everyone, and then we'll all fight. That is the end of our Christmas show, and the moral of our story is, even if something bad happens, just be happy.